Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Amen. Now let's make a faith statement before you sit. You ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he says I am. I have what he says I have. I can do what he says I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, 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 I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, praise God. You may be seated. We will never be the same because God's word is living. And it's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's the word of God and the spirit of God that's able to change man. Think about it. What changed you from sinner to saint? The word of God and the spirit of God.
Amen. That's right.
Isn't that the facts?
Yes, right.
What's going to change you getting over all the situations in your life? The word and the spirit. What's going to get you healed? The word and the spirit. Say, I am healed.
I am healed.
Or are you one of them saying, or am I? Many people are saying, I'm healed, but I'm not sure, or am I? And there's been some kind of teaching. Go with me to 1 Peter. We all know 1 Peter 2, 1 Peter 2, 24. And we're looking at the Amplified translation. And it says here, Jesus personally carried our sins in his body on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to, but he did it, right? Willingly offering himself on it as on an altar of sacrifice. It was on the cross, was the altar of sacrifice. So that we might die to sin. We might die to sin. Becoming immune from the penalty and power of sin.
Amen.
Only because of the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And live for righteousness.
Amen.
For by his wounds or his stripes, who believe?
Amen.
That's why I like the Amplified. Who believe?
Right.
Are healed. By his stripes on his back, the whipping that he took on his back. If you believe it, in faith, you can receive it and walk in it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can't get anything from God without believing God.
That's right.
Amen. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. We don't deserve it because of our good works, our righteousness, our good looks, or anything like that. We get healed because of his righteousness, which affords us and makes us worthy to receive all of his promises. All of the promises of God are yes and amen to them that are saved. There are many people that believe that this is talking when he says, by whose stripes you were healed. They believe he's talking about healing for salvation only. There are denominations who regard by his wounds or by his stripes to be spiritually healed from the sickness of sin only. They think by the stripes on my back you're healed, and they think it's from a sickness of the sin that's been in our lives and not physical or mental healing for your body. But let me just tell you this right now. I'm going to make a big statement of truth right here and right now. And this is from the word of God. We don't get healed in our spirit. We get renewed in our spirit. We get born again. The old man is taken out and the new man is brought in. It's not healed. Because if I got healed, all I'd be is a healed sinner. And God's got many of them. He wanted someone new, a righteous man and woman. So you don't get healed in your spirit. You get made brand spanking new. Amen. You see, it's kind of likened unto in the Old Testament when they had the outer court, the inner court, and the holiest of holies, where in the holiest of holies, the priest would bring the sacrifice of a lamb or a goat, and then they'd cover the sin. That was like being healed from the sin for a season. For a year, it would cover the sin. But when Jesus came, he took it away completely, 100%. He removed it.
Amen.
He removed the sin. He didn't just cover the sin.
Amen.
Now you've got scripture to read that. We've read that and we've seen that. This is, now listen, let me just say this. I am talking the word of God, not the word of your brain. Not the word of your theology. Not the word of what pastors and ministers say. Not the word of someone else's theology. Not the word of Confucius, Buddha, or Muhammad. I'm not talking any of that nonsense. And I'm not talking about encouraging you with what do they call it when you encourage someone? Motivational speaking. I'm not a motivational speaker. I'm a word of God speaker. Because it's only the word of God that can change a man or a woman. It's not the motivational speaking without the word. You've got to have the word of God. Because the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And if your brain can't comprehend what I'm saying here right now, you've got a stronghold, not me, not the word. Amen. If you think I'm talking nonsense, you've got to study the word out. Because you might have a stronghold inside of you that teaches you differently. Amen. I'm bringing you the word of God. And that's all I bring to this church, because the word of God has the power to change you.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. And so we don't get healed in our spirit. We get made brand new. That's why Paul, the apostle, wrote to the saints at Ephesus, the saints at Galatia. He wrote to the saints and he said, "The saints with me greet you." They went from sinner to saint. Old to new. Receiving Jesus Christ takes the old and gives you the new. So you went from a sinner to a saint. You were made brand spanking new. You went from unrighteous to righteous. Amen. Amen. Even if you don't feel like it and you don't act like it, you did. And we don't need to get into too much on that. But 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'm trying to stay on task here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's just look at it. He says over here, out of the Passion Translation, he says, "Now if anyone is enfolded into Christ," you see, listen to me. When you are joined together with Christ, the Bible says in Corinthians that the two of you become one spirit. You're enfolded in Christ. Do you know that there are plenty, plenty places where God talks about in Christ? We've been in Christed. We are Christ in Christians. We're in Christ. You've been folded into Christ. The two of your spirits have become one spirit. Amen. So you're enfolded in Christ. Listen, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he, that person enfolded in Christ, has become an entirely new creation. Amen. Pastor, how can you say it? I'm not saying it. The Word of God is saying it. Amen. Oh, that's a Passion Translation. It says the same thing in King James. Amen. Get rid of your theology now. Leave it outside the doors and make sure that you got the correct theology of the Word of God. I don't care which seminary you studied at. I know seminaries where they're not teaching this kind of stuff. He says, yeah, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Praise God. Praise God. I'm no longer that no good, rotten down, filthy sinner I used to be. Oh, I feel like I am still it sometimes, but that's the old man and the lying devil trying to encourage me to be the old man again.
Amen.
Amen. Think about what I'm telling you. I mean, thank God he's done this for us. So watch what he says here. All that is related to the old order has vanished. And then there's a note there. This would include our old identity, our life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God. Stop it. You think you can only get healed because you please God. No, you get healed because he loves you. Amen. If you got sin, put it under the blood and keep moving forward.
Amen.
If I didn't read long enough, I didn't pray long enough, I don't deserve nothing. You don't deserve anything anyway. None of us do. We all deserve to go to hell. But God, through his grace and his mercy and his love, unconditional love, said, "I'm going to do something that no one and nothing can do for you." Amen. I like to hear that I'm the righteousness of Christ and not some sinner. Because that draws me closer to the hand that gave it to me. Or the face, should I say. Now watch it. This should include our old identity, our old life of sin, the power of Satan, the religious works of trying to please God, our old relationship with the world, and our old mindsets. We are not reformed or simply refurbished. We are made completely new by our union with Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
That's out of the translation, the Passion. And you can read, there's many places it talks about this. And then he said after that, behold, everything is fresh and new. You're no longer that old, unsaved, degenerate, nasty person. You may still act nasty. Just find out who you are in Christ and you'll stop acting nasty. You don't know who you are. That's why you act nasty. And when I do this teaching over the next couple of weeks, that everything you do is a worship unto God, is going to give you so much purpose. You're going to love washing the dishes. Hello. Going to love cleaning up the dog poop. I'm not joking. I've got a message that God's given to me. I read something in a book by a great man. And you know, when you read something, if you listen to a good sermon, all of a sudden you're getting sermons from that sermon. It stirred something up inside of you. And I read just one line, boy, and it exploded in my mind. That wasn't even his point. He was just going through something. And it's exploded in my life, and God's showing me this. Everything we do is a worship unto God. And even our vocation, remember we spoke about our vocation? It's ordained and called of God, even if you're an accountant. Amen. And it's not in a Christian environment. And we're going to touch on all this. It's exciting. I'm so excited. Can you tell? Okay. I'm trying to keep it down. Now, I want to read verse 21 out of the Voice. Watch this. It says, yeah, He, God, orchestrated this. The Anointed One, Jesus the Christ, who had never experienced sin, became sin for us so that in Him we might embody the very righteousness of God. Okay, the King James, just for you stalwarts, says over here, for He has made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made, not worked, not earned, not paid for, made as a free gift, the righteousness of God. You don't get more righteous than that. You will never be more righteous than you are today. Even when you die and you're in heaven, you're going to be as righteous as now, because you don't get more righteous than God. And it's that righteousness that gets us into heaven.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. What's it to you? A wonderful divine exchange took place at the cross. He took my bad and gave me His good. Think about that. He took my sickness and gave me His health. He took my sin and gave me His righteousness. He took my fear and gave me faith. Come on. He took my stress and craziness and gave me peace. He took my downheartedness and gave me joy. There was a divine exchange on the cross that day when He said, I've done it. And all of hell trembled as He went and took those keys from the devil. Oh my God. Oh my God. All of our sins, all of our guilt were left on Jesus Christ. All of it was put on Christ. All of our guilt forever gone. All of our sin, our sickness, our guilt, forever gone. Left on the cross as we walked out with God's righteousness. Amen. We went in filthy, dirty. The Bible says in 2 Colossians 2:14, says blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, that was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, our sin, and nailed it to His cross. Amen. We left it on the cross and we walked off righteous. We went in filthy, dirty scoundrels. The old man, filthy, sinful, sickly, deceitful, nasty, hateful, blaspheming Him. While we were yet sinners, He loved us. And we came off the other side of that cross, righteous, clean, pure, sinless.
Parents of St. Lucie County, Synergy School of Tomorrow is now enrolling 6th to 12th graders. Your child can earn an associate's degree or vocational certification in pre-med, technology, cosmetology, culinary arts, and more. Synergy Magnet accepts all state scholarships and serves your children the National Food Program. Synergy is a proud sponsor of WCNO Radio. Find out more at synergymagnet.com. That's S-Y-N-E-R-G-Y magnet.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561 235